This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
I am very good today, Todd.
Any Friday the 13th plans?
No, you know, I'm not very superstitious and own a lot of black cats. But, you know, I guess our next guest can help us to pull out the crystal ball and forecast the future of real estate.
I will be honest with you. I was a little nervous about spending Friday the 13th with Eugene James, who we normally speak with Metro Studies. So I considered it very lucky that we were joined by a colleague of his instead. So welcome to the show, Bud Rogers. He's the Director of Business Development with Metro Study. Bud, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Our audience is obviously very familiar with Metro Study, but they don't know you. So take a few quick seconds and inform them a bit about you and your background.
Sure. I've been in the business about 14 years. I do business development for Metro Study here locally in Atlanta. Started out in the home building industry, worked in land development, did zoning, and then moved into sales and marketing. And since the downturn, moved over into the research side.
So for our one listener that doesn't know who Metro Study is, give us a little bit of background on Metro Study.
Yes, Metro Study is a national company. We actually have this army of people out there that drive all the active subdivisions in the marketplace every quarter. So when they're out there driving, they are out there counting things like vacant developed lots and starts and closings and, you know, all that fun stuff. And we roll that into our software package. And then we work with builders, banks, and developers and anybody in the real estate industry and help them make better decisions.
Outstanding. Well, 2015, we're, goodness gracious, it's already midway through March of 2015. What's your all's take on how things look so far?
Well, our last data release was at the end of the year, at the end of December. But we have been hearing some really good things. A lot of our real estate partners are telling us that showings are up 50% this year over last year, which is a great leading indicator. If showings are up 50%, if, you know, hopefully if they can find homes out there because there's such a shortage
That's
of supply.
Problem, yeah.
It is shaping up to be a great year and all the metrics are pointing in the right direction.
That's pretty exciting. So what about things that are kind of leading indicators like job growth?
Yeah, you always hear the bad news about job growth. You never hear the exciting things that are happening in terms of job growth. But in the Atlanta market, we're actually at an all-time record high in terms of total employment. Of course, the argument can be made, are they making as much money as they used to and
right.
You know, everything? But bottom line is there are more people working now than have ever worked in terms of total employment in the marketplace. So we think that's a great indication.
Yeah, that is a great indication. And that's something that Eugene is always hammered on in all of our conversations with him. And at first, I wasn't quite sure I understood the value of that. But now I get how that translates into this industry. So I always appreciate his updates on job growth because that is obviously critical in this. So I'm going to harp back on 2015 a bit. Do you guys have a good sense of what the changes will be over 2014?
Two things are really going to be happening this year. We went into the downturn and we had more vacant developed lots than any marketplace in the country. We had over 130,000 lots sitting out there on the ground. There's still a lot out there. I don't know. I think the number is 112.
They're up by my house though. And way far away.
they're all over the place. But the truth is we're running out of lots in these key locations. So we think this year, the two things that are going to happen is we're going to see a lot more land development happening on north of I-20. And then we think we're going to see just more building activity south of I-20. It kind of is that tale of two cities. You know, it's not really the best of times, worst of times. It's not quite the best of times, not quite the worst of times. But we think that's going to be the story going into next year. More land development on the north side and just more home building on the south side.
Right. So do you see, I know that Atlanta's been an interesting market. We seem to have more renters. We've definitely got apartment buildings going up. We're starting to see condos come back, which I think is very exciting. But the resales are still pretty strong. So kind of what does that mix look like of new home to resale? And
you know, it's still pretty consistent. The interesting thing that's going on with the multifamily, I think multifamily starts last year were up 34% year over year. So when the market started to turn, started to change, we saw first single family detached was what kind of was leading the market. Well, last year, as that inventory of available lots kind of dried up, and prices escalated, we saw more townhomes and other types of attached single-family homes come onto the market. And like I said, it was up 34% year over year.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. You know, we have to go to break, but real quickly, more intensive focus on land development in 2015 really is going to have a real positive impact in 2016, right? Isn't that what I heard you say?
Actually, it's going to be in 2015.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, Bud Rogers will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, and we're back with Bud Rogers, Director of Business Development with Metro Study.
So, Bud, every time I open Builder Magazine or Professional Builder or one of the emails that come through, there's all this talk about, are the millennials coming back or the first-time homebuyers coming back, and what the similarities and differences are. How do you see that playing out this year?
Sure, yeah, that's getting a lot of buzz right now. I was just at a Federal Reserve meeting, had a great speaker with the Federal Reserve, and this was a big topic. And there were a lot of builders in the room. There was a lot of questions being asked about it. And it really is, it's not the fact that they don't want to buy homes. They do want to buy homes. And it's really not always the fact that they can't buy them, because a lot of times they just don't know that they can buy. They hear in the media, everybody needs 20% down to buy a house, or they hear you got to have the perfect credit to buy a house. It's really not true. You can still, with FHA loan programs and different types of programs out there, you can really get into a house with modest credit, modest incomes, you know, as little as 3.5% or even zero down still is available in some markets. So I think the whole industry needs to do a better job educating them that, yes, they can do it. And we would see an increase in that. Bottom line is, when they get dogs and they get kids, they don't want to rent. They don't want to live in town. I know that the media kind of plays on that a lot and kind of has this fantasy that everyone wants to live in town, but the research says no, they will move out in search of more affordable houses. Right now, we're not delivering a lot of affordable houses in the marketplace in terms of new, but that's changing as we see places like on the South Side kind of start to come back. There's more opportunity for them to buy, so they'll buy houses.
So the data's shown it. So because that's all the news is saying, is that the millennials, because I'll be honest with you, I don't know what the heck you'd classify me as a 45-year-old, but I'm one of those people that are moving into those high-rise apartments, and I like that in-town living, and I like the live-work-play environments. Mm-hmm. What's the data telling you there? I mean, we talked earlier about apartments being built and condos coming back and all that. And how's that market shaping?
You know, that's actually exactly what's happening, probably more so than millennials. Millennials right now, you know, when you're young, you say you want to live close to the restaurants and nightlife. Well, also as
or like me above it.
Well, exactly. But the joke in our neighborhood kind of is, I live up in East Cobb, and the joke is, you know, when a house goes on the market, oh, they must be moving to Midtown, because everybody puts their house on the market and they move to
Midtown. That's hilarious.
And it's usually when they're an empty nester and are kind of, they want that easiness, but they can afford it. A lot of millennials can't afford to live in Midtown. They can't afford to live in Buckhead. So they are looking and they want to purchase houses out there. Just need more. We need more product to get them out there. And I think it will happen. So
it's interesting. I was going to say, Todd, it makes you a little different because you're in town with two big dogs. So,
well, all my colleagues who yearn for that simpler life, where they don't have to have a yard to maintain or they don't have to worry about those kinds of things, all have dogs and say, well, I can't do it then. And so I'm an inspiration to a lot of my Rolodex because they don't think they can live that way with dogs. So fascinating.
It's a lot of dog walking.
It is a lot of dog walking. But for me, I look at it as exercise.
That's the mindset that I have. Oh, yeah, it's great
exercise. Yep.
I would also keep in mind, this is a huge segment of buyers, right? So this is, we put these people in this millennial group, you know, it's up to mid-30s. So it's hard to categorize them all as one type of buyer. They are across the board different. So it's one of the reasons why it's hard to kind of nail them down, because they are in all different stages of their life.
So, crystal ball, how many new homes are we going to sell in Metro Atlanta this year?
Well, you know what they say about forecasting. You do it often and do it early. But we think it's going to be similar to next year, maybe slightly better. I think last year we ended up with 16,400 starts, roughly. We think that number is going to be around 18,000 this year. A lot of that's going to depend on the South Side resurgence and then also these new developments getting online and producing.
South Side. Is it resurging?
Yes, it is. Southside was up last year 28%, whereas Northside was up 15% year over year. And we kind of say Southside, Northside, it's the I-20 corridor
sure,
is kind of
understood.
Where we cut that off. So,
well, Carol asked you about job growth earlier. What about things like gas prices and other things like that? How is all that impacting this whole industry?
That will have an impact as they say stay steady. It takes some time for people to really believe if low gas prices are here to stay. And they don't really change their buying habits probably until they get some indication of what they're going to do. I think in our gut, we all feel still that low gas prices really aren't here to stay.
That's my position.
Maybe they are, maybe they're not. I don't think it's not factoring into a lot of decisions on types of cars to buy or buying a house or not buying a house because we just don't know. I think we've just been desensitized to that whole gas price. Now, it will impact these markets where employment is directly tied to the oil industry.
Sure.
Our directors, we have a version of Eugene in Houston and in Dallas, and they're keeping a really close eye on how it's impacting the housing industry over there.
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about resale inventory, because obviously that affects the ability for builders to sell new homes. How much of it is it, and where is it?
Yeah, it's been really tough for a lot of people to find something. I think year over year, our inventory listings were up 9%. To they were up about 15,700. But the months of supply really is still very low. It's about 3.8 months supply. I think what's happening a lot of times, people are putting their houses on the market. They go out and they look at what's out there. And then they are like, wow, I'm pretty good where I'm at. I can't get anything for the price that I really want. And they are take their house off the market. So that is a big constraint to the housing market here. And we'll see how it plays out. But definitely encourage people to go start talking to realtors and start listing their houses.
Yeah, that's really low inventory. I'm thinking about the billboard. I don't even know if it's still there, but remember the big Metro Brokers billboard that sat there on 75 forever? And I remember as we watched it during the downtime when that number go up and up and up, and it got so big they couldn't even put it on the board anymore.
Yeah.
I guess it would fit on the board again.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that there's not enough houses out there.
Yeah. Hmm.
It's reflecting in the price appreciation too. Prices are up about 11% year over year. So that's a big jump in the number.
It is a big jump.
All right. Well, sadly, we're about out of time. I don't know, Carol. I think Bud passed the audition. I think Eugene's got to run for his money for future appearances on this show. Bud, before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you? Should they have questions, and where can they learn more about Metro Study?
Sure. They can always check out our website, metrostudy.com, and you can find my contact information at metrostudy.com.
Bud Rogers, Director of Business Development with Metro Study. Good to meet you. Thanks for coming
thanks
by the show. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Bud Rogers, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.